This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip, then you'll be on your way. With Meg and Batoon on Friday.
Welcome to Just a Tip, an advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batoon, a real girl. This morning I was so rushed I ate yogurt out of a coffee mug on the way here. That's why I have a friend to help me help you, Amy Marie.
What's up? I love how you just said I'm a girl.
A real girl.
A real girl. As opposed to...
a fake one.
Well, that's good. You're not fake.
You know, yeah. I mean, it could be a non-Pinocchio thing, there or just like there is a lot of fake people in the world.
You're genuine. We were just talking about this.
We were. It's kind of, well, it's funny because, like, in LA, everyone seems to be fake, but if you, like, sift, do you have a cat?
I do.
You do?
I do.
What's your cat's name?
I really love how you just entered that. That really had no tie, but I like where this is going. Do you have a cat?
Can you imagine if I just, like, interrupted anything with it? Do you have a cat? When was your first? Do you have a cat?
Do you have a cat? Wait, okay, we need to decipher this first.
Because, you know, this is kind of gross, but, like, when you clean the litter box, you sift it for the poop and pee.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, that's how you define friends, except for instead of poop and pee, they're, like,
and then
gems.
The bad ones are left in the scoop.
Yes.
So that's great.
You gotta sift for your friends. That's what I've learned. Amy Marie is a dancer and lives in Ohio.
I do live in Ohio.
What are three have to do or must eat things in Ohio?
Oh, that is such a good one. Cedar Point, first and foremost.
I've always wanted to go.
Please come. Nobody has ever visited me there, and I am like dying to take someone and show them why it's so great.
Okay.
It's my favorite place in the world.
Okay, Irene, I was telling you about this place. It's the biggest roller coaster theme park in America.
Ever. It's so
great. It's called Cedar Point. Irene hates roller coasters.
Okay, so you would not like this.
But I love them.
It's the best place ever. You seriously have to come.
I researched it in high school, and I was like, this is the best place on earth.
Yeah, it really is. I grew up, like, it's like an hour drive from me.
Okay.
And I went there, like, weekly as a kid. Every summer. Yeah, it's the best. And I'm actually dying to go home in a couple weeks to go there.
How big is it?
It's not that big. It's on a peninsula, but there's so many rides packed in there. And they're, like, adult rides. Like,
right.
It's not a theme kid thing. It's fun.
Yeah. Thrill Seeker Central.
Yeah. And it's half the price of Disneyland, so it's even better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, yeah, the cost of living is probably not as egregious as anything else.
Cheap. Yep.
Whoa. Okay, what are two other things?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame I love a lot because I'm very into music, and it's got, you know, just actual things from the greatest bands ever. And
like memorabilia type
stuff?
Yeah,
it's got set lists, it's got outfits.
Whoa.
Pretty much anything you can think of, and they just have things. And it's just really cool because you kind of like step back in time and you're with their energy, I guess.
Right.
Food-wise, there's a place that I love to go to called Town Hall. I'll give them a little shout-out here. It's basically like your typical healthy LA food, but it's the first of Ohio's kind, which is why I really like it. It's like, oh, wait, we get this now. This is cool.
Yeah.
But it's just real trendy. And everything's amazing.
Ah, oh, I love that. When I go back to Florida, there's not really any places. Like, if you're a vegan and you go to Florida, you're going to have issues. You're going to eat French fries.
Fries and pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without the cheese, I guess. Exactly. Well, I guess the dough. Can you eat pizza?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Vegan's not cheese. I'm thinking vegetarian. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're vegetarians, you can have pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Wow. Ohio. Shout out.
Good old Ohio.
I really want to go. Where's somewhere you really want to go that you've never been to?
Iceland. Top of my list.
Really?
Yes.
For what reasons?
Because it just looks like a computer screensaver. And I just want to stand in that screensaver and take a mental picture of life, you know?
Yeah. Because Iceland is green and Greenland is
ice. Yes, I just found that out.
Huh.
Which is very interesting.
It is interesting. That's like why do you drive in a parkway and park in a driveway?
But don't they call it car parks too?
Who?
Like, I other people.
Not me. I've really, never called it a car park.
I don't really
park.
Want to offend anybody, but I know there are certain types of people I've heard. I think, I don't know, do Europeans call it car parks?
A driveway?
Like a parking garage is called a car park.
Really?
So that makes more sense.
If you could rename a parking garage, what would you call it? A question for everybody.
Hell.
Yes. I second that. I would call it Automobile Tetris.
Ooh, I like that.
It's not really Tetris.
It could be, though. It depends which parking
garage. I call it Automobile Plinko.
I call it grids and...
That's it.
Yep, just grids. Off the grids. Okay.
Oh, my God, off the grids. My new restaurant?
About waffles?
Of course.
Griddles? It doesn't have waffles. The restaurant would have everything but anything on the griddle.
That's so funny because I used to work at a place called More Than Waffles.
And then this is off the griddle. That's when you...
everything but waffles.
Everything but what's in the name.
Wait, IHOP changed their name to IHOB?
There's one that actually flipped the P, like on Sunset, I think.
Already?
I was like, that's a little drastic. Did you even know they had burgers?
No.
I didn't. Do they? Did they? I don't know.
Did they?
Did you see the Wendy's snapback on Twitter?
They are clever. Yes.
That was like, why would we be scared of somebody who's now making hamburgers that can't even do breakfast right?
I'm I was like, crying. Oh. Whoever's running the Wendy's account is so sassy.
They're so sassy.
Like, some of it's good and some of it's like kind of cyberbullying.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, they really went there.
Some of it's just hurtful.
But it works.
Yeah, I guess I'll go try it. Not that anyone was wondering, but I will be having an international house burger.
Yeah, it does interest me now, oddly enough.
It can't be that good.
I don't think it would be.
Apparently they put hash browns on it, though, which, like, could be a moment.
If you make the bun hash browns, I'll be the first in line.
What if
I'll be working there.
What if the bun is pancakes? And that's the plot twist of the century. They're like,
oh my gosh!
Because that could be a game changer.
They've done it.
Amy Marie is just a shill for IHOP.
I'm adding that little plug there. We actually just announced it right now.
Yeah, forget Cedar Point. Have you tried our pancake
burgers?
That would be amazing.
It really would, actually.
I'll try it again. No one's asked me.
Just so everyone knows, I'll be trying.
And I will like it. Maybe. We'll see. Okay, people write into us with their questions, and we do our best to try and help them. Are you ready to help?
I'm ready to help.
Okay. First question. Hi, Megan and Amy Marie. My girlfriend of 6 months and I hang out 24/7. She's perfect, supportive, and understanding in every way. This is her first relationship, so she's clingy, and once in a while I bring up having our alone time, but when I do, she feels as if I care about her less. How do I go about talking about it without making it seem that I don't want to see her? Sincerely, I can't speak today. I was thinking too much about that pancake burger. Sincerely, time less spent.
Time less spent.
Yikes!
That's a deep one.
When was your first relationship?
Like actual relationship?
Yeah.
I dated a boy in high school and it was like first boyfriend, first crush. We dated for years and it was just like your typical high school sweetheart, and it was wonderful, and he's such a wonderful man.
Are you married to him right now?
No. Absolutely not. That stayed in high school.
Wait, but, and it ended okay?
No, but I'm an adult now, so yeah, it is okay.
It ended
terribly. It was terrible.
I've never heard someone talk so wonderfully about their first boyfriend.
I know. Like,
I'm giving him too much credit.
First it was Cedar Point, then it's IHOP, now it's this dude.
Yeah, no.
When you go to Ohio, you gotta visit this guy's house.
He's single, ladies. I'm gonna set him up right here.
Oh, man. If I had to describe my first boyfriend, I probably shouldn't.
Are we using appropriate words?
Friends now, but I think he was an actual pathological liar in high school.
Okay.
Yeah. What about your first boyfriend?
My first boyfriend was very nice and trusting. And
there's a lot of hesitation in this.
Yeah.
He was there sure nice. Is. Because I want to say boring.
You can say boring.
But I more want to say aggressively boring. Like that was
okay.
Like that was the main thing. He was a great first boyfriend.
Yeah.
I was with him for like 3.5 years. he did make me happy. He was a nice guy, but it was just like, it was crazy because when I was 18, we got together and he was like 22. And, you know, a year in, he was like, I'm scared that you're going to turn 21 and leave me and blah, blah, blah. I was like, I will never do that.
We are and then forever.
And then cut to August 4th on my 21st birthday. And I was like, oh, I'm not happy.
I know. Isn't that weird? Well, I feel the same way about when you turn like 25 too, because I was dating a guy since I was like 20 to 25. And as like, it was almost like cyclical or not cyclical, but like on the day that I turned 25, I was like, whoa.
You had a realization.
Yeah. What's going on here? But yeah, I think 21 is a huge thing. I think 25 is too.
I'm scared for that. I'll just go into it single so then I don't have anything to be like,
exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's the way to do it. So they've been dating for 6 months. They hang out all the time.
All the time.
Which is too much time.
That is too much time.
To begin with, it's too much time. She's clingy, her first relationship.
That's sketchy. Not sketchy, but if it's her first relationship, she is just all in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not a good situation to be in right now.
Right. I think that's what I was in my first relationship, too. But it was with a person that I feel like wasn't ready for how ready I was to be in a relationship. And so you're setting yourself up for so much more pain if you're all in. And when it's your first relationship, you have no idea of the repercussions or the consequences of heartbreak or if someone lies to you or if they let you down. You don't know what pain feels like until you're in love.
It's kind of like your first relationship is not tainted by anything. So it's kind of, in a weird way, the most real and authentic love that you'll have.
It
because
is.
You have no idea, like, what you're in for. You have no idea that it's all downhill from here.
I know. It's like going into a bad movie or going into a movie that you didn't see the previews for.
Exactly.
And it ends up being like, what's a terrible movie?
That Open Water movie.
What's that?
Exactly. It's the name pretty much sets up the storyline. They're in the ocean, stranded. That's the movie. That's how it ends. Spoiler alert, that's how it ends.
It's how it starts and how it progresses.
In the middle, they go to IHOP, but then nothing else. Would I be losing money if I said, I bet that each one of us in this room thought that we were going to marry our first boyfriend?
I thought I could, but I was so young. He also, I mean, it's funny what we forget and we, like, make ourselves think was the real thing. Because I think at one point he was like, I'm going to stay in this state for you instead of going to, like, a college scholarship. I could also be making that up. I don't remember what he said, but I like to think he would want to stay for me. I feel like I could marry any of my boyfriends. That's the issue.
Oh.
Because I don't get into relationships unless I think they're...
Well, and you shouldn't. I mean, once you're past, like, high school where you're like, oh, I'm dating for fun, or you're dating for the experience of knowing how to date.
Yeah.
Once you get past that, you're like, okay, you're wasting my time if we're not actually, like, considering being in this together,
right.
You know?
We're wasting both people's time.
Yeah. Deep.
Clingy. What's that like? Have you ever been clingy or someone being clingy to you?
I am not clingy at all, but I have definitely dealt with some stage 5 clingers. So
stage 5?
Stage 5 clingers. So I feel for him.
Are you dating Saran Wrap?
Glad press and seal.
Get to sponsorship with Saran Wrap.
Please.
Please sponsor me.
I food prep a lot now.
I love food. No.
Side note, I love food.
But yes, clingers are sticky because you know... Oh my gosh. You know that they are coming from such a great place, but you just need that space. You need that bubble.
Yeah.
And it starts to make you see bad things about them that you don't necessarily want to or even mean to, but you're like, oh, I'm going to start picking them apart and nitpicking all these things that, like, then gives you even more space.
Mm-hmm.
And you need space. Like, you have to have that.
Yeah.
You're going to go insane.
You will. We were just talking about this right before we started, too. Everything in moderation. The even moderation part, I don't know if I believe in this. Everything in moderation, I think, covers it. I mean, it sounds cute and like, ooh, but like you already said everything. That's everything that exists. You don't have to say that.
So if it's everything in moderation, including moderation, you're roughly saying everything every so often sometimes.
Of course.
Yes.
Megan hates colloquialisms.
I do because I also don't know many of them.
That's very true.
Like, someone will say something like, not hair of the dog, but something like that, that'll be like, what?
I'm sorry, what?
Like, if I was like, teach me. Don't cry over spilled milk, she'd be like, I didn't spill any milk.
Okay, I know that one. Okay, give me one that you think I don't know.
A rolling stone gathers no moss.
Okay, so this is what I think that is. A rolling stone gathers no moss. I think, just on context clues, I think that means if you don't make any moves, you'll never you'll never build up anything.
Or to play devil's advocate, that could just mean that Mick Jagger is never in the woods. You never know.
She has been waiting for this joke. She's like, someone finally said it. Okay, wait, someone's crying.
This is my moment, you guys. I'm on air. Can we get that in print, please?
Yes.
So I don't forget it.
She makes merch off of it.
I'm dying. Put that it on was a shirt. So good.
As soon as you said that, I was like, yes.
All right.
Here's my joke.
I have it. This is it.
I have it. Everyone,
this is my bit.
Stop talking. Don't even look at me. I'm speaking my joke.
I made a funny. That's one for today.
Wait, so was I right?
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely right, but you'd never heard that before.
No, give me another.
All right, of course.
I don't think I've heard that one either.
This is a game we'll play right now.
I like this.
Irene will give us colloquialisms, and Amy, Marie, and I will try and decide what they mean just based off of what they sound
based
like.
On what they
oh my
sound
God, like. I love this. I love our new life.
I love that. I love this word.
Because some of them don't make any sense.
Yeah.
That one made a little bit of sense.
Maybe they're made so you put sense into them. That is... just a whole new level of deep.
Here's one my dad used to say.
Okay.
But I think it's important we all know.
Go to your room, kid. I hate you. Okay. Where's the tissue
Papa?
Box?
So let's just keep in mind he was born in 1954 in okay. New York.
Okay. Why does it need so much preface?
Set all right. The groundwork.
Happy cabbage.
Happy cabbage. Oh. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That is really open to anything.
Happy cabbage.
Happy cabbage.
I think that means no matter what you have, be content about it because some people don't have even that.
Wrong.
Happy cabbage. Sometimes you're just really plain, you know? You can just be so unbelievably plain.
And that's okay.
And you just need a little salt. You just need a little spice. You need a little, like, a little bit of pizzazz to make yourself just delicious. And regardless, you should be happy.
Even though you need all these spices.
Even though you know you need some flavor.
What is it?
It's having enough money to spend on, like, things for yourself.
Cab? You want to spend money on cabbage?
Happy calm
cabbage.
Down. No, the cabbage is the money. It's like, happy. Yo, I have happy cabbage.
Oh, like petty cash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going
to
use that.
But it would be to use on stuff for yourself. So, like, if I wanted to go get an acai bowl, I'd use happy cabbage.
Why don't you just use a debit card? Okay. I had a great time.
Of course.
Okay, so if we were to break down how to be clingy and not clingy in a relationship, like, if you have 100%, how many percentage is, like, alone time? What percent is together time? What percent, like, what would the ideal relationship breakdown be for anyone that's going through something like this?
I would say, because I always notice I have a bunch of friends who, when they're in a relationship, you are no longer friends with them because they are in that relationship.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay, so now you is now you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to include him with our plans because you guys are a pair and you're a package deal, which is great. You have to have that togetherness, but you also have to have your own life.
Yeah.
So I would say 50-50 would be healthy if you're not married.
Yeah.
You know, if you're dating, you still have to have your own life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I feel like even if you are married, you should make time for like, even if that piece is a little bit less. Like, for sure, I guess, let's see what mine would be. I feel like a third would be me time, mm-hmm. which is a lot. But that me time can include, like, family time, friends time that doesn't have to have the other boy in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're just not in.
Yeah, and maybe, like, 60... What's a third? 33%.
33.3333 indefinitely.
I think 1/4 is you time. Friends, family, you. 2/3 is the man time or your significant other. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just wondering how you're going to round out this 100%
of, because
you've hooked me up with thirds and a quarter, so
I know.
I'm curious.
You don't like fractions? Find the common denominator, which is
12.
Happiness is what I was going to say. You got to fill the empty space with whatever happiness means to you, however you get that.
That's how much is that empty space?
12.
Percent?
No, just the number 12. That's my pie chart. Irene, what's yours?
Gosh. Pie chart. My pie chart's just a pie. It's just a strawberry pie.
Perfect. That's love to me.
I relate to that so hard.
My pie chart, it's changed a lot over the years, for sure.
Now it's blackberry.
Of course. It's butter chess. I think now I probably need more alone time than I used to. I'd probably do probably a third alone time, like what you're saying, which I think is really smart. The way you phrase that is like either it's just you alone, it's you with your friends, it's you with your family, it's you like going to the movies and just by yourself or whatever. Maybe like a third and a half of a third.
Oh, gosh.
The guy. And
a
then
sixth?
Yeah.
A third and a half of a third?
Yeah, a third and a sixth.
Okay.
We need to draw this out.
And then I really like, I start liking a guy more if when we're in a group setting, he's like fun and gregarious and good to be around. So like the rest of that would be like me, the guy, and other people.
That's exactly how I feel. It is so important to me if you can mesh in a group setting.
Yes.
Because that is such a crucial like component of a relationship. Because it's like we have to be able to like hang with everybody.
For sure.
And you have to be in the group now.
There is, I think I have a friend that, I think all friends may be like this, but if your friend starts dating someone and they are there for you or they start getting on your good side, like say that I started dating a guy and he comes into the circle and instead of like being all over me, he's like relating to Irene about cooking or he's relating to Amy about dancing, you know, and you guys have your own relationships too, you know, like that friend or that new significant other can do other things to get on the friend's good side because that's going to come back to the person that they're dating and just going to give them more points.
Absolutely. I like freakishly like observe the heck out of somebody. If they're in a group setting, it's like I am just from the minute we walk into this, I am going to analyze
taking
every
notes.
I am taking notes. You better be on your best.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so as a tip for timeless spent, how does he go about talking about spending less time without her getting upset about it?
You just have to have that conversation. No matter how bad it's going to, like, probably offend her, make her think, oh, you don't love me, you don't want to be with me. He kind of doesn't as much as you are right now.
Right.
In a kind way.
You need
that space. You have to just talk about it and, you know, send over this podcast and know that he just exposed you to the world.
So gets you subscriber.
It could be worse.
It could be worse. I agree. Definitely send the pod. Also subscribe. Rate us 5 stars. I think maybe definitely have the conversation, but I think come at it from an angle of balance. Just feel like, or just say that you feel imbalanced because you feel like you're filling up your pie chart with one thing and you can't bring anything else interesting or keep this going because you don't have, I don't know, what am I trying to say?
You just have to come at it from a place of love and kind of be on her side as you approach it by saying, look, I know I want to spend all my time with you, but this isn't healthy because eventually I know I'm going to get to a place where I'm going to start backing away.
Yeah.
And kind of tell her, like, I'm not there yet, but I might be if we're too close. And then she might be like, oh, okay.
Right.
And then she'll back away on her own, like, okay, I should back away now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, be on her side and know, like, I don't want to not be with you, but I just want to
not be
with you all the time. As much as we are.
Yeah. I figure out a way to balance it out. And hopefully she feels a similar way. She's got to have friends before this.
Yeah. So, I mean, don't shoot her down, but just let her know that sometimes the clouds have storms.
Yes.
Sometimes it rains.
I think a cool thing that he could probably do is, like, if she has mentioned taking a pottery class or, like, doing something, like, get her a subscription or a Groupon or whatever to that class and say, hey, I know that when I've done stuff that I've really wanted to do or thought about for a long time, like by myself, it really brings me a lot of peace and brings me a lot of relaxation and da-da-da-da-da. And that's just because I wouldn't want to have this conversation. So I'd be like, what's the way around this that I can still seem cool but not?
So if I was dating you and I gave you, but you only want to be with me, right? So, but if
of course.
Yes, it's now. <You're better. laughs> So, and I give you this gift certificate to a pottery class, aren't you going to be like, why don't you let me buy you another one so we can go together? Because you want to experience all these cool things with me.
That's true.
That's a great point.
What's a way around that?
Like a spa day. Just start gifting them things to do by yourself and be like, oh, he doesn't. Okay. Because then she'll be excited, like, oh, he's gifting me things. But they're like, oh, you don't want to hang out with me?
Okay. Exactly. Maybe he has to work. Okay, so here's my ploy for this guy. Ploy? Plan?
Yes.
He gets busy once a week, whether that's every Monday he goes to a gym class or every Monday he goes hanging out with one of his best friends. But it's like, strictly guys or whatnot. And so he's like, I don't want to leave you hanging, so I got you this spa gift certificate for 2 hours on Monday, and then the next week get her something else. So you're still getting her gifts. Not that it's about gifts.
Happy cabbage.
Just yeah, lots of happy cabbage.
We're just going to keep coming back to this.
Just ecstatic vegetables. So I think that's one way to do it. Because if you're thinking ahead for her, but you're also getting what you want and everyone's happy, maybe.
I think that's a great idea.
It works. I mean, yeah, if you just start making yourself more busy with things that you want to do, she can't really take offense if you're like, oh, no, everything's good. I'm just doing this. And then she'll catch on like, okay, and just get into the groove with you eventually.
Right. That's plan B, but obviously plan A would be honestly talking about
this. Yes. Literally just tell her.
Yeah. I mean, the relationship is going to last much longer if you guys don't hang out 24/7 because you get sick of anyone or anything.
I find myself now getting like unrealistically annoyed by people like too soon, and I hate myself for it.
As soon as they smile, I'm out of there.
I nitpick people and I rip them to shreds and it's terrible. And I don't mean to, but I do.
Yeah.
Because it's like I will start feeling like, okay, this is getting too clingy. And then once I think, uh-oh, this is getting too clingy, then I'm like, back away, backpedal, run away.
Yeah.
So.
Run away far.
Yes. So definitely space is necessary.
I agree. I think we did it. Because this is what's good about our answers. We gave what you should do. And then we gave, if you don't want to do that, here's something else you can do.
And then a lot of things of what will happen if you don't.
Right.
So.
I like how we're answering these. Let's try another one.
Okay.
Next question. I am often in the city that my ex-boyfriend lives in and am always tempted to ask him out to coffee. Our relationship ended because of the lack of chemistry, so this is not for romantic purposes. I just value him as a human and friend and would love to catch up. But she's dating another person. So she asks, how do I bring this up to my slightly insecure boyfriend without making him upset? Love, neurotic in New Jersey. P.S. I'm a Ravenclaw, as I'm sure Irene was dying to know.
Irene, I was not.
Hates Harry Potter. Just so everyone knows, if this is your first time tuning in, why do you hate Harry Potter so much?
I do not like.
Happiness.
I love that it brings people happiness. I just think that the culture is so aggressive and so egregious and people get so up in arms about it. And it's like, oh my God, what house are you in? I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, how do you not know? Like, did you not have a childhood? And I'm like, no, I just don't care. So yes, please definitely don't tell me what house you're in anymore. I don't care.
I'm in a Harry Potter condo.
I've never seen Harry Potter.
Really?
So that makes me one of one.
Wait, nothing about it.
I mean, I've seen the Quidditch game. In, like, in the first one, I think.
Like it's a sport.
Yeah.
I've seen the Quidditch.
Well, it's a sport.
What food did you make?
Did you know that people play Quidditch in real life?
But how? They don't fly.
They have broomsticks. It is a college sport.
Oh, but they run with broomsticks.
They run with broomsticks. It's a thing.
Yesterday, I was in a bathroom, and I was washing my hands, and there was a broomstick hung up next to the paper towel dispenser, and instead of seeing it and looking at it and saying broom, I looked at it and said transportation. Like, I thought it was means of going somewhere.
That's their plan.
All right. So I'm
Did
a witch.
You try it out?
Oh, no. I was going to do that today after this.
Maybe.
Wow. Quidditch games. They have I think they're making a roller coaster that's supposed to be the Quidditch, like, pathway in Universal.
That would be really cool.
That would be cool.
That's awesome.
Go through those hoops and have things flying at you.
You're on a broom. You're flying around. You have to go through hoops and you have to catch the golden snitch. Is that right?
While avoiding the bludgies.
Oh, the bludgies?
I don't know. There's some dumb name for the balls that get thrown at you.
Oh.
That makes sense.
So, like, the defense of the other team is trying to hit you. I'm sorry. The offense of the other team is trying to hit you to not catch the golden snitch. I realize now that it seems like I like Harry Potter.
It really
you
does.
Read it. That's the thing. Everyone's like, did you even read it? Yes, I did. Thanks for asking.
You read all of them?
I think I stopped at the last one. I got bored.
So yes, you read all of them.
Sure.
Okay, so no one knows the Harry Potter house. Is that correct in this room?
What would my house be?
Oh, gosh. I wish I knew anything.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't.
Well, now that we've got that.
Okay, so this is off. I know so many people are going to be like, no, obviously. But off the top, why don't you look this up and I'll say it and you tell me if I'm wrong, which I am.
I'm already on it.
But Gryffindor is the trustworthy...
they're the good guys.
Basically, yeah, okay. The general good guys. Slytherin, although people think that they're just the blanket bad guys, which they are an antagonist style group, mm-hmm. but they also have strengths, like they're smart in like a covertly sneaky way, but they are like resourceful maybe. I don't know, I'm guessing. Ravenclaw is the creative, overlooked creatives, and then... I'm so just spitting words right now. What's the last one?
Hufflepuff.
Oh,
that's a cool name.
Hufflepuff is they are loyal. I'm gonna go back to Ravenclaw. Those people are artistically they're the artistic ones.
Artistically underappreciated.
Yes. How wrong was I?
You're like pretty much 100%.
Wrong?
Right. Gryffindor values courage, bravery, nerve, and chivalry. Hufflepuff values hard work, patience, justice, and loyalty. Ravenclaw values intelligence, creativity, learning, and wit. Slytherin values ambition, cunning, leadership, and resourcefulness.
Wow.
That all sounds positive.
Those are all the strengths.
You were right on all of them.
Thank you.
Loves Harry Potter.
Thank you.
Your room is like Harry Potter themed, secretly.
Yeah, right? Based off of that, what do you think your house would be?
Probably Ravenclaw.
That's who I am. I took a test.
Like one of those BuzzFeed quizzes.
Yeah, I did.
Find out who you're meant to marry based on your sandwich preference.
Ooh,
could be a real thing.
They have a test for everything. Find out which BuzzFeed quiz you are by taking this BuzzFeed quiz.
By taking a BuzzFeed quiz.
Back to the question. This is not about Harry Potter. She has a boyfriend right now who's insecure, and she wants to talk to her ex-boyfriend, but just platonically. She doesn't want anything else.
Does this ex-boyfriend have a new girlfriend? That is a major component as well.
That would be good to know. We don't have that information.
But if said current boyfriend is insecure, you already are stepping into hot water. Because if you are admitting that you know it's going to be a problem, then it's going
to
be a problem.
For sure. How awesome is this ex-boyfriend to keep around also?
Yeah, this sounds like a great guy if you're like, no, I actively want to just be great friends with him because he's wonderful. Which is, if that's the case, then maybe she should try to set her current boyfriend up with being great friends with him. Maybe.
How could he ever? What would you do?
Is he aware that this is an ex-boyfriend?
We also don't know, but he probably does because you kind of know.
You would know. Well, you creep on everybody's like life before you actually meet them.
I love how true that is and not weird.
I know all about your cousins before we even formally meet.
For sure. Okay. So say that her boyfriend does know about the ex.
Okay.
So how are you going to tell your boyfriend to hang out with your ex-boyfriend?
Okay, if we're getting the boyfriends to be, like, bros,
mm-hmm.
I would just start talking him up, like, more for him. Like, yo, you guys have, like, the same interests. This would be so fun. And you would have to group it out. You can't just be like, I'm going to set you two up on a bro date.
Right.
Like, that would never work. But if you think that you guys would mesh in a large circle scenario, then invite him in and then see how they interact. And then if he can see that you're platonically getting along with this guy and he feels no threat whatsoever.
Right.
I mean, also, what does this guy look like? Because if you're bringing...
yeah, true. Because
I'm looking.
Realistically.
Because hook me up if he's an ex and you don't want
to... I really need to know if he's still single. And then email me separately aside from this.
BCC me.
Yeah, if you're bringing somebody who is clearly a glow up from, right. Would that be the correct, is that
yeah,
what
that's
glow
right.
up is? Okay.
Yeah.
Then he's not going to feel intimidated. But if you go from like this muscly, like insanely like poster guy.
Yeah.
Then this guy's going to be like, yeah, no, you're not friends. My exes were friends.
Oh, yeah?
Prior... I dated a guy who was friends with a guy that I dated in the future.
You dated someone in the future?
They weren't
from the future.
I am a robot. They were friends, and then fast forward years later, I ended up dating, but not close friends, but
right.
like teammates or whatever. But
Quidditch teammates.
They would still be friends now, I think.
Yeah.
You know, if they got together, it would not be weird.
Right.
I don't think. I mean, the thought would maybe be in the back of their heads, but I don't think it would be weird whatsoever. But I think it's because that's just a matter of how it ended. How did it end with this guy?
Right.
It sounds civil if she wants to be friends with him.
It does, yeah, because she wouldn't want to do that unless she's still in love with this dude. She didn't write it in. But there's been times where I would want to hit up an ex-boyfriend, but... I don't want to be with them, but I still have some sort of feeling for them.
Yeah, you will always have a love for somebody.
Right.
Just because you're not in love with them. So, I love, like, all my guy friends. I'm definitely a guy's girl. So, I'm actively like, yeah, let's just, like, I'm good at friend zoning everybody. I can just completely cut off any emotion. But sometimes other people can't. And then other people can't understand that. Like, if you're not someone who can do that, then you can't really understand that. No, yeah, you cannot have feelings for this person romantically. So, if he's already insecure, then he's definitely not going to be on board with that.
Yeah, I'm nervous for this. How would you ever tell a current boyfriend that you want to keep an ex as a friend and not have them be already insecure?
Yeah.
My main problem is that this girl is scared to bring something up to her boyfriend.
Red flag!
I've been in that situation with somebody who I just thought was a little insecure and then turned to be, like, more insecure than I thought and then was really possessive and then was... getting into, like, a very not good place. Of course the ex-boyfriend situation is going to be weird, like, no matter how secure and cool your boyfriend is. It's going to be like, ugh, how do I bring this up? But I would be more concerned about your slightly insecure boyfriend now.
That's true.
Because that sounds like it could start down a bad road.
It's going to snowball and get way worse if it's already popping out now.
Yeah. Are you friends with most of your exes?
No. One. Actually, I really played that up to be like, oh, yeah, we're all cool. Yeah, actually, now that I think of it, no, we do not speak.
Right.
No, I mean, but it's that thing where it's just we don't communicate because we're in different chapters. But if, I mean, I haven't had many, but, like, there are a few that it's like, yeah, if I saw them, I would absolutely not feel uncomfortable being like, hey, how are you? Like, I wouldn't avoid them.
Right.
But I don't know. Time has passed. That's why.
Yeah.
Time heals 100%. So
it
how long
really
has
does.
It been, too? That's a major component as well. If it's been a long time, then naturally you're like, all right, I'm over this.
Exactly.
But if this is like, yeah, we broke up like a couple months ago and I'm onto this new guy, but I really just want to still be his friend. Then it's like, nope, that's not going to work.
Right. I wonder if the ex-boyfriend would be willing, because a lot of times if she broke up with him, maybe he's still getting over it and doesn't want to get coffee with you.
Yeah. Maybe he wants the space because he's like, I can't be around you because it's too painful.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Is he single?
What's more, is he single? I really need to know. She said that the relationship ended because of lack of chemistry. So maybe it was a mutual agreement.
Yeah.
And I guess if she can convince her now insecure boyfriend that there's nothing there and he can see it with his own eyes, then something can happen. But if somebody that's already insecure about the relationship, it's not safe.
That's definitely sticky. I mean, yeah, lack of chemistry. Maybe they just knew from the get-go. It was like, no, we were meant to be friends. We tried it. It didn't work. And if you just play it down like that and just be like, no, it was literally lack of chemistry. It was like my brother. And then once you do the brother card, then it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, I think that's a great way. Definitely play it down. That's your parting tip for this?
Yeah.
Play it down?
Play it down.
I think so, too. We're going to take a quick break while Amy Marie gives a secret tidbit of advice you can find on meganbatoon.com/podcast, and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. Amy Marie, what are you working on lately?
I'm back. I am working on a ton of videos that I've been kind of keeping in my back pocket that now I'm starting to put into actuality and just on YouTube and hopefully collaborating with a lot of people that I haven't been able to. And I'm working on music as well.
What?
It's super, super early stages, but I've just realized, I'm like, why do I not make music that I can dance to? So trying to do that.
My mind is blown. You, like singer-songwriter or like producing?
Kind of a little bit of all. I mean, I have to have people that can do that because I don't know how to do all of that. But I definitely want to be heavily involved with all of it because I'm very hands-on.
Yeah.
And so far what we've created, a friend of mine, Andrew Hypes, who's incredible. He's producing a lot of it. He is so talented. And what we've done so far, I'm really excited about.
Oh, my God.
So if you ever need any music to dance to.
That's incredible.
I'll hook you up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So when you make a song, are you like, I want this type of feel or this beat, and then you kind of build it from there?
Yeah, I'm very specific. So I kind of have all these different components in mind, and he's just a master at making it work.
Whoa.
And so in a couple weeks, he's going to come here, and we're going to hopefully create some magic.
Dang.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Congrats.
It's something that I've always loved to do and haven't really tapped into until now. And then when we got together, I was like, wait a second, this I really love doing. So I think it'll be an adventure.
That's super exciting.
Yes.
That's the one thing I could never do, like sing.
Really?
Oh, God.
You sound like you would have a great singing voice.
Really?
Yeah, your voice, and if that even makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, people just have, like, nice voices. You sound like you would be able to sing.
Well, thank you, but it stops at this. Like, my voice just chills right in here. I could never do the whole diaphragm thing. I was telling Irene I want to maybe try to make a video that's like, I try to learn how to sing in 30 days.
That would be cool.
And see if I, because I know I can't. I was collabing with another YouTube person maybe like 5 years ago, and we were doing a rap song. Because like, I can rap, I can just talk really fast.
Yeah.
So I can kind of rap if I just emulate Nicki Minaj. But I was doing a song with him, and then he was like, you're tone deaf. And I was like, I didn't know that. And so ever since then, I was like,
you have that in
nope,
your head.
I'm tone deaf. I can't do it. And then I'll be like, I'll sing. I have like a bunch of singer friends. And so I'll just kind of be like bopping around them. And then they're like, you just harmonized. And I was like, no, for real?
So you're totally capable. So,
yeah, I think I can, but I have PTSD from that guy saying that I'm tone deaf.
Oh, no. Get him out of your head. Prove him wrong. I think in 30 days you could be killer.
30
I'm
days?
I'm sure right now you're a killer and you just
oh,
don't know
gosh.
It.
Oh, no, no, no.
Has she done carpool karaoke that you're sitting in there in the shotgun
yeah,
like,
she's,
oh, no.
She for sure has a much better voice than she gives herself credit for, of
okay.
course.
I can scream and
when
that's really good.
She
your
is,
screamo
she's
clips
very...
that I've seen are...
She's a very adequate,
I hope
like,
they're
very
appreciated as much as I appreciate them.
I was a little emo kid growing up, and that's the one thing that still stuck with me.
I think we all
being
were.
Sad.
We all went
I
through
know.
A phase.
I
was like borderline, like I skated. I was a skater for a moment.
Like
skateboarded.
Were you goofy or regular?
Left forward.
Is that goofy?
I think that's normal.
That's normal because I was goofy and my right was forward.
Yeah.
Wow. What was like the coolest trick that you could do?
Like a kickflip, I guess.
Why are you saying that like it's not hard?
Well, I mean, I couldn't like, I wasn't like a skater, but like I got into it. Like I loved all, like I went to like the Dew Tour, I got into the X Games, like all that. It was a phase of life.
What was your hair like? Was
like
it the same?
Avril Lavigne.
So it was like, was it dark? And then
middle
you had
part. I've never done anything with my hair.
Oh, okay.
It just like looks a little bit girlier now, I guess.
Sure.
Because I am girlier. But and like what Avril Lavigne looks like on Let Go, that album, that's what I looked like.
I was her stunt double.
People used to be like, you look like Avril Lavigne. So that was me with
Avril
skateboard.
Lavigne is dope.
I love her.
Yo. She's good.
She is.
She has some bangers. Almost all of her songs are bangers.
They really were.
Wow. Scene Kid.
Yes.
Let Go. Is she wearing a jumpsuit in this?
A little dark
album
hair.
Cover?
No, it's like a trench coat and very baggy pants.
Love it.
Boyfriend.
What
pants.
Is she doing now? Let's check in with Avril Lavigne.
There was a conspiracy theory that people thought that she died and she hired someone or someone was hired to be her in her place.
No.
Yes.
What, was it a convincing conspiracy theory?
Yeah. Like, people, like, dead set believe that.
Holy crap. My thing is, any conspiracy theory, I believe, because if the evidence is there, even if it's
why
fake,
not? Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's it.
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah. You can't prove it till otherwise.
Wait. What's Avril doing now? Could you find anything?
And she had Lyme disease really bad, so she kind of, like, disappeared.
Oh, jeez.
I know too much about her.
You are Avril Lavigne. Oh, my gosh. She died, and now you're her.
I'm actually the person they hired.
She married the lead singer of Nickelback.
Oh, yeah, and she got a lot of hate on that.
Yeah, she sure did.
I'm sure her ears did, too.
She's talking shit about Taylor Swift.
She's talking crap about Taylor Swift?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Well, for what?
She is saying that judging a person does not define who they are, it defines who you are. We all love our fans.
Yeah.
Because apparently Taylor Swift said something about, like, crazy celebrity fans. And then she's also, she definitely has Lyme disease. And she got mad at Mark Zuckerberg for making fun of Nickelback.
Here's the thing about Nickelback. There's other bands. That's all I'm going to say.
I think with Nickelback, if you're in the mood for one of their songs,
yeah,
the song that they do a lot,
the one
it's
song
great.
That they have.
It's great when you want to listen to that song.
Wait,
once. But I mean, there are songs that they have that I love.
Wait, do they sing Photograph? Look at that photograph.
That, my favorite is the one where it's like, look at this graph, and they cut the photo off. Have you seen
it's
that
just
video?
A mathematical graph.
You need to see this video. It is, they cut the word photo off it. So he just awkwardly says, look at this graph.
Wait.
It is so
let's
funny.
See it.
I can never not hear that when I hear that song.
What other songs do they sing?
They do one.
I get them and Papa Roach mixed up. So that's my issue.
I'm mixing up names. But there's a couple that I know. It's like, oh, I like that. But I can't listen to a whole album.
For sure.
Because it's like, you know.
Okay, here's the video. Oh, God. Oh, it's just that. And he's smiling. Oh, wow. It's literally
cringy.
6 seconds.
Yes.
Look at this
graph. Look at
graph.
This graph.
Very funny. That's what the girl should do a couple questions ago. She should make a graph and dub it over this visual and just send it.
Yeah.
And the title could be like The Perfect Relationship. And then it's a pie chart. Or you can make a graph, a bar graph of time you should spend together and
there
apart.
You go.
And go, how funny is this? But so funny because it's true.
But then also that could be some hot water because you are now comparing him to Nickelback and he might be like, oh, that was low. Like you hit below the belt there.
True. Okay, let's help somebody else that won't get offended if we compare them to Nickelback. Last question for us. I'm about to graduate high school and I have gotten over $16,000 in scholarship funds and I'm really happy and proud because I worked my ass off for it, but some of the friends I have around seem to have a problem with me mentioning when I get scholarships. I think people my age don't want to be friends with me because I'm so mature and so set in life. And I've heard throughout the school that I'm arrogant and conceited because all of the scholarships and exchange programs that I've been being offered. I don't want to change the way I am, but I can't help but feel lonely sometimes, and I don't really know what to do. Could you send some advice my way? Scared Scholar.
Scared Scholar, I will say, and I mean no offense by this,
no
which
offense.
Is a terrible way to build this, but the only thing I heard when you were reading that was Mean Girls. And she's like, but I can't help it if everyone thinks I'm really pretty.
Oh my God. Wait, who says this? Not Regina. It's Gretchen?
Gretchen, yeah.
Gretchen. Yeah.
Props to you on the scholarships.
Yeah,
that
for
is
sure.
absolutely something that you should be so ridiculously proud of. And if she says she's worked her ass off, then yes, you earned that.
Yeah.
But like maybe if your friends haven't and they're really, because that's a lot of money. And scholarships that is so crucial in your next step of life.
Mm-hmm.
So if people just don't have what you have in that thing, you need to backpedal a little bit. Maybe just not in front of them. Like, you can be proud in front of your family.
Right.
But if your friend doesn't have any scholarships or not as much as you, then don't remind them that, look what I got.
Yeah.
You're going to be in debt for this many years, and I'm not.
Right. I feel like there's a way to definitely celebrate internally and, like, obviously share it with people that are close to you that aren't going to feel threatened, I feel like, because if you're in the same community, they might also be really jealous too, or maybe they are trying hard and they just can't do it.
They just can't.
And so you blatantly being like, yeah, I'm all set, is just like, okay, well, leave. You're just bad energy at this point.
And is she repeating this over and over? Because if she's
excited,
it's
every day, I'm sure.
I mean, I'm sure she's constantly, that's all she wants to think about. But yeah, if you're reminding people constantly, one time they heard it, they know it. They don't need to be reminded. So maybe just don't say it, you know?
Yeah.
Own it and enjoy it and happy cabbage to you.
And happy, yeah, much, much cabbage for her. What makes someone too cocky, do you think? Like, not even in this scenario, but like someone, what's like the biggest turnoff of a friend when they start bragging about something? I mean, obviously bragging, but what can someone say or do that makes you not want to be around them?
For me, if you are a certain way or if there's a certain quality about you that is so great, it should be known and people should know that. You shouldn't have to remind people. You should not have to be able to say, hey, look what I do. Look what I have. Look how I am. If
right.
you have to say it, then you're already stepping too far on that end of the spectrum, in my
right.
opinion.
Oh, yes, I agree. I think that I was dating a guy that would always say how much of a gentleman he was. And it was like, well, if you are, that reputation should precede you. You shouldn't have to convince me.
Yes.
You should show, it's show, not tell. And I think in a lot of cases where people start to brag, they're trying to tell without showing.
Yeah, and there's a level of insecurity, too, within that, because they feel like they have to overcompensate by reminding people, hey, look at me, look what I do, look what I have.
Right.
Rather than just, you know, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, I completely agree. I'm not saying that this girl is like that, but maybe there's another person that has some sort of uglier qualities, but have like one thing going for them, and they're just like shouting that from the rooftops. And it's like, hey, I know that I'm kind of a shitty person, but here's one awesome thing that I do.
Yeah.
Did you remember this? Hey, do you remember this? Have you ever heard about this about me?
Yeah.
Chill out. We get it, Frank.
And I feel like if people, I will say, if someone, it's a level of constructive criticism. Because if someone, I hear that someone is thinking that I'm arrogant or conceited, I would honestly want to know that, because I would think maybe I'm not coming across the way I'm trying. Like, maybe I don't mean to be, but if it's coming across that way, I want to know.
Right.
So that could be a miscommunication.
That's what's interesting about this question, because she writes that she's heard throughout the school that she's arrogant and conceited because of the scholarships and exchange programs that she's offered. But I'm wondering if maybe if you're offered them, can you keep it to yourself? Because there's a time and place to share things.
Yes.
And I feel like this goes for people on the internet too. You don't have to share everything all the time. And that's bitten me in the ass a lot too. Like in personal relationships, I would share everything.
Yeah.
I've become such a more private person once I realized how often that it ruins things.
Yes.
Like if you are consistently doing that, it's going to be taken out of context. And also, you can't wipe things off the internet.
You can't take it back.
So I would just proceed with caution with this and maybe take a step back and see how you are coming off. Keep the accolades to yourself and your immediate family, people that trust you and won't judge you. And then maybe just try and, I don't know, this is maybe just adding on too much to it, but try and be there for somebody else and make it less about you.
I mean, this might just be me because I'm a poor kid, but like, don't say the amount of money you got unless somebody asks. Yeah. You don't have to be like, hey, everyone, I got $16,000 in scholarships. Like, that to me would come off as like, all right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
right.
just an unnecessary amount of information that it's like, okay, you could have just said I got a scholarship.
Yeah, and that's fine. Congrats. Let's eat a cookie together. The yeah. end.
I On feel like, you.
Yeah.
Because you can afford it now.
I feel like with money in general, there's a quote on the internet. It's actually like one of those Instagram quotes that's it's an overlay text on like a picture of Brad and Angelina.
That's
and
how
it's
you
like,
know it's real.
And it's like the three things that you should keep to yourself are your bank account, your relationship status, and your next move, or something like that.
I love that.
I love that too. Because no one needs to know.
I keep my relationship so private.
Same.
On the internet, no one knows who I've dated.
Yes.
And I plan on keeping it that way.
Yeah.
It's just better.
I mean, I've learned, and now I will. But yeah, keep it private.
Keep it to yourself.
I think that's better. I think we did a great job.
I think so. We advised.
We did.
We helped.
We gabbed.
To the best of our ability.
We laughed. Where can people find you?
You can find me on the interweb. My handles are at Amy Marie on Instagram, Snapchat, those things. Amy Marie G on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook.
Nice. If you have a sticky situation or burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off Sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Also, rate us 5 stars because my cat's got worms for the second time and I need something to make it less annoying. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.